Rachel Van Helsing flings herself from the snowbound peak and falls, taking a suddenly off-balance Dracula down with her.
Witch! Because of you, we might both be doomed!
But Rachel doesn't answer. Down they continue to plunge, until the rope snaps taut about the rock, which Rachel tied it to moments before, assuring herself a delay in their travels, but not a deadly one.
Woman, you're trying my patience too far. I may yet taste your blood and take my chances alone.
No! I think you'll keep me alive and risk more troubles than have me dead and perhaps kill yourself as well.
Really, my dear, I doubt that. You see, even if I am dead, one of my legions will find me and resurrect me. Frustrated, dear Van Helsing? I knew you would be. Humans always find it impossible to accept a being who can live forever. Immortality frightens those who fail to understand it completely. Perhaps you should learn what it means to taste eternity on your lips. Would you like that, Van Helsing? Would you like that? Well, worry not this night, my dear. You'll not become a vampire until I can resist the bloodlust no more. Now, into this cave. We will spend the morning hours here. There shall be another long night tomorrow, Van Helsing. So plot not to slay me and rest instead. You will need your sleep.
Her body aching with pain, Rachel Van Helsing closes her eyes, but not to sleep. She still has a mission to perform this morning, and she will not rest until the deed is done. All the while through these daylight hours, Dracula sleeps, his strength returning to his weary bones. But Rachel Van Helsing still waits for the moment. She will finally slay the dreaded Lord of Vampires. And at long last, that moment is now. Silently, she rises, stifling the aching pain she feels grow in her leg, and holding the stake she has kept hidden in her parka since before she began this ill-fated journey, she treads softly towards the sleeping figure. He doesn't move, and with a bitter smile on her lips, she thrusts down and misses.
You foolish female! Did you truly believe you could take Dracula unawares? Now there shall be no rest for you, Van Helsing.
I expect nothing from you, Dracula. Except to kill you when I can.
Still you persist, my dear. You waste your time on fantasies, then. Now move, or be dragged through the snow and ice.
Perhaps it's fatigue, bloodthirst. But Dracula does not sense the hulking form which follows his path. Until it is too late, that is.
What?
The great beast attacks. The Lord of Vampires has been too long without blood. And so it is Dracula who falls to the snow-covered mountains. And it is Dracula who screams as salivating teeth dig through his flesh. Rachel Van Helsing trembles at the sight of the two thrashing forms. And though she fights the urge, her hand almost involuntarily reaches for her gun. And she fires. There is a sudden and horrifying cry. And the great beast falls back dead.
God, I so desperately wanted it to kill you. I couldn't let it. I just couldn't.
Of course, my dear. You had no other choice.
They're somewhere down there. Pilot, keep flying.
I don't know how much longer we can go, Mr. Drake. The wind's acting up pretty bad.
You'll keep this crate flying until I've found them. Wait, they're down there. And Rachel's walking on her own. Okay, pilot, lower away.
That helicopter. Frank! Frank!
Come back here, woman! Time has finally come for me to taste your blood. Drake will not help you.
No, my dear. You shall finally learn the ecstasy of vampirism.
No! You'll never have me, Dracula. Never!
Yes, I shall derive great pleasure from this moment. But no! They're firing wooden bullets at me. I must escape their path. Yes, Van Helsing. Now see if he wants you. Or if he'll abandon you to still hunt me.
They're splitting up, Mr. Drake. Should we land or go after the man?
I can't leave Rachel out there to die of exposure. Land the copter, pilot.
A few moments later, and...
Frank, you've got to find him. Kill him.
Calm down, honey. After you've warmed up a bit, we'll discuss it. But now, pilot, head back to Transylvania.
Back to Transylvania, Frank? We can't stop now. This may finally be our chance to destroy Dracula. We can't give up now. We can't.
You've got a definite stubborn streak in you, little lady. Why?
I don't want to bore you, darling.
Consider me a captive audience. Bore on.
You know of my grandfather, Abraham Van Helsing, and of his battles with Dracula, and how all believed the vampire had been killed. But he wasn't. Years later, the fiend returned and murdered Grandfather. But still, he wasn't done with our family. When I was 9, he killed my parents as I watched helpless in horror. Even as he then moved to slay me...
With your death, young Rachel, the Van Helsing name shall be no more.
His fangs started for my neck.
Hold it, Dracula. Don't even look at the girl. She'll not be your victim tonight.
Quincy Harker, my family's longtime friend, burst through the door and fired his jet-propelled wooden darts from his wheelchair.
So, you've added another new device to your arsenal, eh, Harker? Well, keep the girl for now, old friend, but beware. There will come a time when she will be mine.
When the echo of that cold laughter faded, the reality of what had happened rushed at me.
Come to me, Rachel. You've gone through far too much for a girl your age. Far too much for any person.
Quincy took me into his home, raised me into womanhood. Does that explain why I'm, as you say, so stubborn? Does it, Frank?
There is no answer. Nor is there a need for one. But below...
They're gone at last, searching elsewhere on this mountainside. Weak as I am, I must try to make my way to safety, or perish in the attempt to fly. Already I feel my insides shriveling from blood loss. I can remain here no longer. I have no choice but to brave the storm as a night-winged bat. No! Its force is too great, too powerful. It is impossible to fly through. Then am I to be trapped in this hellish wasteland forever?
It appears not, as...
What? He shooting through me and numbing my arm. How? How? So Van Helsing and Drake are back, attacking me once more. I must flee before they can attack anew.
For a moment, a wobbling, unsure Dracula hesitates as he stares at the bottomless chasm before him. Then he leaps and plunges ever downward toward his apparently unpreventable destruction.
What? He's gone? But it can't be, it can't. There are no caves for him to hide in.
Any way for him to be hiding in a snowbank, Frank?
Maybe.
Keep searching, Frank. We'll finish him off as soon as we find him.
If we find him, you mean, Rachel. It's that very big if which prevented us from slaying him years ago.
This time he's bound to be finished, Frank. Weak. Weaker than he's been for years.
I hope you're right, Rachel. But he's managed to survive almost half an eternity. So let's pray this time we didn't muff it. Because if we did, if he's alive, somewhere out there, too bad for us all. Too bad for us all.